gonna find out it's time to go. Just remember, don't give it up now.
Sunday morning, everyone. Today is Sunday, October 27th, 2019. And it's 4:15 here at WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. We're also streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October 27th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I'd certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay, let's go right into college football scores. Yesterday, Friday, SMU 34, Houston 31. And yesterday, Alabama 48, Arkansas 7, LSU 23, Auburn 20, Ohio State 38, Wisconsin 7, Clemson 59, Boston College 7, BC is out of the league. Kansas State upset, unranked Kansas State defeated Oklahoma, who's ranked number 5, 48-41. Penn State 28, Michigan State 7. Upset. Michigan 9th, who was ranked number 19, defeated Notre Dame, who's ranked number 8, 45-14. Didn't defeat them, they crushed them. Michigan moving up in the polls. Oregon 37, Washington State 35, Utah 38, California zip. Upset. Unranked TCU defeated Tennessee, ranked number 18, 37-27. Minnesota 52, Maryland 10. Iowa 20, Northwestern zip. Appalachian State in the top 25. Have never seen Appalachian State play a game on television. But hey, they moved up there in the top 25. So there you go. Gotta see what we can do to get Appalachian State on TV. Up here. anyway, Appalachian State 30, Southern Alabama 3. And another upset, ranked Oklahoma State defeated Iowa, ranked number 23, 34-27. So that's it as far as college football scores yesterday and Friday are concerned in the top 25. Very interesting to see now that there are some new changes made in the top of the sports athletics at Boston College. And since they got talked into playing Clemson, if they were going to do more outside of the normal recruiting that they normally do, and see if they are really serious about moving up, you know, there was a time when they were in a different conference, the Big East, but they were up there at that time. But after the Big East was dissolved, they fell on hard times as far as scheduling major college schools are concerned. And it's probably for the best since they aren't doing whatever it takes to get the big recruits into Boston College. But Boston College has a history, Doug Flutie years. And so maybe things are changing there on the Hill. 421 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tush Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this final Sunday in the month of October 27th, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Let's get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
not feeling well, huh?
Awful. And now I've got a terrible headache. I need to take something for it.
But you already took cold medicine.
So? This is for my headache, not my cold.
They could have the same active ingredient. Did you read the labels?
No. They're not prescriptions, just over-the-counter medicines I got at the grocery store.
OTC products are still serious medicines. Let me see. Look, they both have the same active ingredient. If you take both, you'll take too much.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Since I can get them without a prescription, I never worried about combining them.
When taking over-the-counter medicines, read the Drug Facts label. It'll tell you what you're taking, how much you should take, and how often you should take it. Otherwise, you could end up taking more medicine than you should.
I don't want to do that. I guess I should know my medicines, including the over-the-counter ones.
A message from the National Council on Patient Information and Education. For more information, visit bmedwise.org. That's bmedwise.org.
And also by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, anybody know that the World Series is going on? You know, what a drop-off from last year as far as interest around here. The Red Sox were in the World Series, and they were doing really great exploits. And naturally, everybody was into the Red Sox stuff. It was not unusual, you know, but with Washington and Houston in the World Series this year, there's been next to nothing as far as, you know, major concerns about what was going on. Other than the fact that, you know, Washington with their three top pitchers, you know, swept through the NLCS, whatever it is, playoffs, and then jumped on Houston out there in Houston and won the first two games there. And everybody say, hey, look at these. Who are these guys? You know, I don't know. Supposedly, they lost their best player, Harper, to free agency. He went to Philadelphia at the beginning of the season. They got off to a horrible start, but then they picked up and they were rolling. And now all of a sudden, they've lost two in a row. Yesterday, the Astros pounded the Nationals 8-1 in Washington. This is not a series for the home team to be bragging. So anyway, it's two games apiece, and I picked the Astros at the beginning of the playoffs, and so far they may be making me look pretty good. 427 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. Also on the internet, WMFO.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, The Hurricanes, 4. The Blackhawks, zip. The Bruins, 3. And the Blues, 2. Blues, zip. Bruins winning a game over the world champion Blues, who defeated them last year. Canadians, 5. And the Maple Leafs, 2. Predators, 3. And the Lightning, 2. Flyers, 7. And the Blue Jackets, 4. The Penguins, 3. And the Stars, zip. The Wild, 5. And the Kings, 1. The Ducks, 5. And the Avalanche, 2. And the Jets, 2. And the Flames, 1. That was an overtime game. In the Bruins game, Binnington had 21 saves. And Tuukka Rask got another shutout. He got his had 26 saves. In that game, at 14:53 of the first period, David Pastrnak, who is on fire, got his 11th goal of the year already, with assists from Krug and Marchand. 1-0 Bruins at the end of the first period. In the second period, Anders Bork got his first goal of the year. And that was a shorthanded goal with assists from Grzelcyk and Heinen. At the end of two periods, Bruins 2 and the Blues zip. In the third period, at 19:11, Brandon Carlo got his first goal of the year. That was probably empty netter. And that was also a shorthanded goal as well. So, Bruins seem to be doing pretty well, picking up from where they left off last year. Fell a little short, but they had a good opportunity to bring home a cup. We were really rooting for the Bruins because we would like them to have seen them follow the Patriots with their Super Bowl championship, followed by the Red Sox with their World Series championship. The Bruins would have made it look good. We thought the Celtics were going to do a lot better than they did. They haven't. But we may have some nice things to say about the Celtics as far as this season is concerned. A lot of new young faces. But seems like there's a lot of potential there. And when it's time, comes time. Maybe it comes time now to talk a little Celtics at 4:32. It's 4:32 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October 27th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here, virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Okay, 4:33 here on WMFO in Medford. I got to set up some equipment, so let's just play some music, and I'll be right back. I promise. We'll be right back.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
4:38 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, final Sunday, the month of October, October 27th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're here virtually every Sunday talking sports from 4 till about 5 a.m. I'll get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you got to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Okay, let's go to the National Basketball Association. Yes. Yesterday, Miami 131, Milwaukee 126 with the defense. Philadelphia 117, Detroit 111, Atlanta 103, Orlando 99, Boston 118, New York 95, Toronto 108, Chicago 84, Cleveland 110, Indiana 99, Houston 126, New Orleans 123, San Antonio 124, Washington 122, Utah 113, Sacramento 81, and Phoenix 130, the Los Angeles Clippers. I don't know, but the Clippers lost to Phoenix. Phoenix could be an up-and-coming team this year. We have to just wait and see. Haven't seen them play, but based upon what they did last year, you know, with a few players and some of the veterans becoming more experienced, the Clippers could be a team to contend with. Who knows? I mean, the Clippers, the Phoenix Suns could be a team to contend with. Everybody's talking about Clippers and the Lakers running away with it. Who knows? We may have some upsets going on out there. Okay, let's look at that Celtics game. Talking a little bit about the Celtics earlier in the program. Gordon Hayward got 9 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Jason Tatum, 15 points, 9 rebounds, no assists, 4 steals, and a block. Robert Williams III got 4 baskets, 7 rebounds, or 4 points rather, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Walker, 32 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Jaylen Brown, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block. Gordon Williams got 7 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Ojale got 2 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. Poirier got 2 points. Taco Fall got 4 points, 3 rebounds, Edwards got 10 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Wanamaker, 2 points, 1 rebound, and an assist. Marcus Smart, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. And JaVale Green got no points, but 1 rebound and an assist. Now, right off the bat, if you're counting, maybe you weren't counting, the Celtics played every single player. They played 13 players. And that, I believe, is going to be a key to how well they do this year. They're going to be able to go deep, primarily just to see how good some of these new guys are, and to, you know, introduce them to the NBA. That takes a load off their starters. And Theis did not play. I believe he had a foot injury. And that's why Fall was able to be brought up from Maine. We all know, I guess we all know if you're a Celtics fan, about that fantastic shooting game that Edwards had in the preseason, where he hit 8 out of 9 free throws in one period. Wanamaker gives us solid defense at the point guard position. Marcus Smart, and coming in, he gives veteran leadership to that second team. JaVale Green came out of nowhere. And he made the club and forced the Celtics to eat a contract. But hey, if you're the better man, you're the better man. Poirier, I don't know that much about him. Haven't seen him play that much. Taco Fall, but he is the sleeper. Taco Fall comes in and continues to get, 3 or 4 points and some rebounds and block shots. And at 7 feet 6 inches tall, as someone said, there's nobody like him in college. There's nobody like him in high school. There's nobody like him anywhere in the world. And so Danny Ainge may have done it again when the Kyrie Irving experience situation did not work out the way we thought it would, and we lost some key draft choices because of it. And the draft pick that we had, who was it, the Kings draft pick that we had, finished a lot higher than we thought it would be. And that's another thing. Our first pick from that Kings draft, we haven't seen Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Someone said Romeo, I don't remember his last name, could have been in the top 10, but he played all last year with a damaged shooting hand. And he's a 6'6 point guard. Somebody says he doesn't have a great outside shot, but hey, if you're 6'6, we can put you in the backcourt and you can do your thing from there. So, the Celtics, 2-1, lost the game to the... matter of fact, when I went to bed last night, Celtics were only up about 6 with about 4 minutes left to play. And they came back and won it by 23 points. And to me, that looks like Brad Stevens' guys just wore them down. And the question is, how well are they going to be able to play defense throughout the rest of the year? I don't know. It will be a work in progress. But you can teach defense. You can encourage people to work out. Hey, if you want to get some points, some playing time on this club, you got to play D. And I think that it's going to be a major situation. Carson Edwards, who they build is 6 feet tall, probably about 5'9". And he's a shoot-first point guard. But if he can keep putting up points like that, you know, who knows how great the Celtics are going to be. And they didn't get blown out. Well, the score was high, but they didn't really get blown out in that Philadelphia game. It was... it was primarily Walker only going 4 for 14 from the floor. You get your chief scorer that many shots. If he hits half of them, that's 10 points. And the score looks a lot better, even though we might not have won. But you never can tell. You never can tell. Anyway, I'm looking forward for great things from the Celtics this year. More so than might have been anticipated based upon the fact that we're bringing in so many new faces. In that game that they lost, Williams, the other Williams, G. Williams, had a great game and received some accolades from Jaylen Brown. Came in and said he was balling. 4:49 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, October 27th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Be back talking NFL football and the New England Patriots. Okay, 4:54. Ooh, we gotta get going here. Wow, I go 11-3 last week, and David and Scott gained ground on me. David went, 13-1. And Scott went 12-2. I can see that this is going to be a battle to the end. I also can't forget Kenny, who's having the best season since he joined the competition. And we may have to send Bill back to the World Football or the Canadian League. He's not doing that well. Okay, I got off to a good start this week. I guess everybody had the Vikings over the WAR team. And today, I predict the Seahawks bounce back. And I found out that Matty Ice is not playing his first game. He's missed since he joined the Falcons, 10 years ago? That long. Woo. I got the Bills trampling the Eagles. I got the Bears coming out of hibernation. I should tell you who they're playing, right? Not it. Okay, anyway, I got the Bears coming out of hibernation and beating whoever they're playing. I got Matt Patricia unpacking his bags in Detroit after this week's game. I got the Patriots JV stampeding the Raiders. I got the Jaguars over the Jets. Is anybody gonna actually watch this game? I got the Rams goring the Bungles. And the Saints keep marching right along. I got the Patriots freshmen winning one at home at the Texans. And Jimmy G spares the Panthers. S-P-E-A-R-S. The Panthers. Anybody know who Jacoby is yet? Indy really has more than luck. Wow, that was quite a pickup. And the Patriots... Can you imagine the Patriots not holding on to either Jacoby Brissett or Jimmy Garoppolo? Well, we'll see what happens down the road. Don't forget, Tom has put his house up for sale. Okay, I have the Patriots over the Browns. Gordon will be missed. I don't understand the Gordon thing. Seems like someone's saying that they want to get rid of him, but he's been doing well. He's had an injury situation. He's certainly learning the system a lot better. Haven't heard anything bad about him going back on the drugs or whatever. So, and they say that when he's well enough, he can go and sign with someone else, but he can't sign with the Patriots. But anyway, well, I don't know how all that works out. But anyway, I got the Patriots over the Browns. Gordon will be missed, and we need to get our running game going. It's supposed to be a lot of rain today here in the area around game time. And the running game will certainly make the passing game that much more effective. Will we be able to get the running game going? Or maybe just the fact that we have the number one defense will be enough to shut down all the big talkers out there in Cleveland. Okay, I got the Packers over the Chiefs. I didn't know that Matt Moore was still in the league. And the Chiefs should go after CK rather than rush Mahomes back. And CK is, you know, Colin Kaepernick. And I got the Plastics over the Fins. The Plastics I've been calling the Steelers all year, and the Fins are the Miami Dolphins. What else am I going to say? Okay, as far as our standings are concerned, I have 61 wins, 36 losses. Kenny is in second place, 4 games back with 65 wins and 40 losses. And then there's Scott, 64 wins and 41 losses. David, 60 wins and 45 losses. And Bill bringing up the rear with 55 wins and 50 losses. And he picked this week. Who did he pick this week? I got it here somewhere. The Vikings, he got. Seahawks, Bears, Lions, Texans, Jaguars, Rams, Saints, Titans, 49ers, Colts, Patriots, Packers, and Steelers. I think he's picked practically everybody I picked except in the Steelers game. But anyway, we'll see what happens. He needs all the help he can get. Okay, 4:59 here on WNFO in Medford.